That staple of social norms, the handshake, is under siege. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports on how the coronavirus is reshaping etiquette.
I contacted Mike Sandifer after seeing his post about alternatives to the handshake. When we meet up, he greets me with an outstretched elbow.
Hi, nice to meet you.
I guess. Bump.
Plus bump.
Bump, bump. Okay.
After nudging me with his elbow, he scans the lobby.
Where's the restrooms?
Do you see there where the hand sanitizer is?
Hand washing has become a global obsession. It reminds Sandifer of what his mother drilled into him.
Did you wash your hands before dinner? Did you wash your hands after dinner?
Everyone's preaching hand hygiene, and that's made the handshake taboo, as in hashtag no handshake. German Prime Minister Angela Merkel was left hanging after her interior minister denied her outstretched hand. This week, the Dutch Prime Minister announced a no-handshake rule, then promptly turned and shook a health official's hand. He later apologized. Sandifer is a realtor and relates to the deeply ingrained instinct to extend a hand.
You know, people from the South are kind of touchy-feely. We are a handshaking crowd.
But virus and disease also shaped Sandifer's childhood. In the 1960s, his father tended polio patients in iron lungs, and his mother always wore gloves. For fashion, but also for hygiene.
She had beautiful gloves.
The sort of like Downton Abbey type gloves.
Oh, she had gloves of all kinds. They were like knitted.
So what replaces the handshake? That's up for grabs, so to speak. There's the fist bump or a prayer gesture.
The namaste is sort of a nice, I think that that's multicultural and it's around the world.
You know, it's funny because my parents are from Japan.
Uh-huh.
And so in Asian cultures, you don't have a handshake.
No, my grandmother was born in Japan. That's what she taught us, is that when you met people, you bow.
The lack of consensus has made greeting people bewildering and frankly, a bit awkward. Even etiquette experts agree.
So I am Mr. Manners.
Thomas Farley is a New York-based etiquette consultant. His weekend was full of hands-free greetings, including at a birthday party.
The host actually posted a sign which said, "This is a hug and kiss-free zone."
That was a coronavirus first for Farley.
And what I liked about it, honestly, was it took some of the awkwardness out of it so that the ground rules were there so that everybody could not feel like the bad person.
At another party, people traded elbow bumps and foot shakes. Except that was weird, Farley says, because this was a house where shoes are left at the door.
That made foot-to-foot contact a little bit more intimate than might be if you were actually wearing shoes.
Farley says he's now rethinking how he teaches business etiquette. One core element had been the perfect handshake. Not flimsy, but not a death grip, and certainly not clammy.
That's the before. Now, of course, we're suddenly thrust into this new era.
But even the new era has its limits for Farley.
To elbow bump or chest bump, it's not professional.
So what's your personal favorite?
I got to tell you, as a Star Trek fan, I love the live long and prosper greeting with the split fingers.
Back with realtor Mike Sandifer. As he gets up to leave, we chat about upcoming plans.
I'm at my birthday's next door.
Oh, happy early birthday.
Thank you.
Don't blow out the candles, I guess. What are you going to do? Like, snuff them out?
I know.
He opens the door, gives me another elbow bump, and we part ways. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.
See, normally I would have given you a big old hug.